Hi, we're here at TechEd South Africa. My name's Aaron Skushka from Kushka Consulting. And today I'm going to be chatting to Nicholas Blank from Symbiotic. And we're going to be chatting about scalability in Exchange 2007. Nicholas, hi.
Hi.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Scalability in 2007. How does 2007 scale better than the previous versions of Exchange?
Okay. I think we need to have a quick look at why 2007 is in any way different from 2003. And mm-hmm. one of the big deals about it is that we have roles and the concept of roles. So, for example, in Exchange 2003, I would have loosely defined roles, but it would be the same machine. So it would be the same machine acting as a back-end server or a front-end server or maybe even a bridgehead. In 2007, I have those roles explicitly defined and managed as those. So, for example, I would have a mailbox server which does nothing but process mail. And because of that, I could scale up a mail server to 16,000 mailboxes or have a hub server which does nothing but route traffic.
So it doesn't waste any processing
Correct.
On the tasks that it doesn't have to do.
We don't have servers multitasking anymore. So I don't have an Exchange server in terms of scalability that would do only one thing. It wouldn't do many things. So we don't have a server that's routing mail, thinking about where to place the mail and servicing HTTP requests or HTTPS requests at the same time. Now, because of that isolation of roles, we can build servers a lot much more scalable than Exchange 2000 or any other version
you
could possibly do.
You can immediately separate them out onto
Absolutely.
Different hardware.
Because we actually have code which does nothing but handle mailboxes or route mail or present mail to a customer. So in that instance, I could have millions of messages flowing through a single mail server in 2007, where in 2003 I could potentially only have hundreds of thousands. Now, that might sound like a lot, but in large environments, in very big messaging environments, that's a big deal. Because it means I can service more customers with less hardware, and I can build bigger systems.
That sounds great. Now, one of the things that I know about Exchange 2007 is that the previous versions were all 32-bit.
That's right.
And in terms of scalability, one of the best features of 2007 is obviously this 64-bit ability.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Sure. I think going 64-bit has been one of the best things we've ever had in the Microsoft environment. Because we've always had big boxes with lots of memory, but we couldn't get to the memory. So we've had address space issues where I could only see maybe 3 gigs or 4 gigs of memory under duress. Now, in Exchange 2007, I still have a 32-bit version, but it's not supported for production. It's supported in sandbox environments, virtual environments, testing, labbing, that type of thing. However, for production, I can support truly huge Exchange servers and Exchange systems because I can throw 18 gigs of RAM at a machine, and Exchange can see all of that RAM.
Unbelievable.
Now, in a 32-bit system, I don't have that benefit. I'm always maxed out at 3 or 4 gigs. Now,
and you have the OS using about 1 gig.
Absolutely. You've got the OS doing its memory handling and doing whatever it's doing, and then the rest of the memory can be taken advantage by Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to say, but wait, there's more. If we stay on the 64-bit theme and we stay inside a 64-bit Active Directory, I could now have an Active Directory server that can cache all of Active Directory in memory and service requests out of memory without ever having to go to disk. So
Excellent.
If we start looking at Exchange 2007, 64-bit.
So you
64-bit,
can start living completely in memory once
Absolutely.
Everything's been loaded up.
And that's the point about Exchange, is if I have enough memory, mail gets cached and served out of RAM. And that's a really big deal for us.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely. I don't have to go to disk and have all those I/O operations which take time, and we're dealing in milliseconds versus nanoseconds. So it is a really big deal, having enough memory in an Exchange server and then being able to service requests out of RAM.
It kind of makes you wonder if we're ever going to have to jump to 128-bit, doesn't it?
Well, in terms of natural progression, it will have to.
It'll have to.
Because we always have more workloads. If we think of the in the old days, 2,000 mailboxes on a single server was a big deal.
And how much memory will you be able to address with 128-bit?
That'd be fantastic.
I actually can't even do the math right
now. Yes. Well, since you've got a bit of a development background, if we have a 128-bit box, if I turn the question around and say, what couldn't we do? If we have a 256-bit box, we could do even more, but that's getting a bit hypothetical.
Yeah.
But we will always benefit from having, and the customer will always benefit from Microsoft leveraging greater architectures, having more memory available, and let's be honest, memory is cheap. And having 64-bit memory available to an exchange cluster or any type of exchange box, and makes a lot of sense.
It's great seeing Microsoft getting all their major server software onto 64-bit as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's right. We've had other operating systems take advantage of 64-bit for quite a while, and it's really nice to see not only the client but the server space take advantage of that and pass that advantage back onto our customers.
Have you had any good experience with rolling out 64-bit Exchange?
Yeah, what I've been able to do with 64-bit Exchange, specifically 64-bit Exchange 2007, is grow mail servers much larger than they could have been on 32-bits. Right. I've been able to throw terabytes of mail at a single mail server where I wouldn't even want to scale up to that type of point easily on a 32-bit platform, because it's just a lot easier to manage. And again, the advantage for the customer is that it's quick, and it's quicker on Exchange 2007 than it is on any other version of Exchange.
I can actually almost imagine the network becoming a bottleneck once your Exchange and your mail and all your address books are loaded into memory. It's going to be so quick that the network's going to end up being the slow part.
Well, this is where we're transversing from fast Ethernet to gigabit and even 10 gigabit and whatever's after that. Yeah. So we're finding that our server farms are running at 10 gigs now. And again, because we've got that separation of layers, my 10 gig farm is talking to a CAS server, which does my HTTP requests. Then my mailbox server is handing out mail all on great big 10 gig pipes. Mm. So if we scale our systems correctly, we don't tend to have issues.
And Exchange is clusterable easily?
Okay. Yes. Yes. One of the best things about Exchange 2007 is that with Exchange 2007 and Windows 2008 have geographically dispersed clusters, which we call CCR clusters, which from a SQL, a loose SQL analogy would be log shipping. So I can log ship and fail over a logical cluster from one geographic data center to the next geographic data center.
Brilliant.
And I get it in the box for free. I don't have to buy geoclustering software anymore.
It's just the configuration when you
absolutely
set it up.
It's available in Exchange Service Pack 1. And it's fantastic. I'm shipping 1 meg logs over the WAN, and even in our African context, it makes a lot of sense to do it.
So they've made that really easy.
Absolutely.
Great. Exchange in terms of scalability sounds just unbelievable. I'm not really clued up on Exchange, to be honest. I mean, that's why we have brilliant Exchange guys like yourself. But it does make a lot of sense, the separation of concerns, where you have the rolls and the 64-bit, and who knows, maybe 128-bit one day.
Yeah.
So is there any other changes in Exchange 2007 apart from the 64-bit and the rolls in terms of scalability, or does that address all the major issues?
Well, we've got new features.
Okay.
Since we've got a new version of Exchange, we've got new features. And there isn't, unless we're talking high availability, there wouldn't be one thing that I would want to pick out, because Exchange 2007 does so much for us. For example, the fact that I can have non-delivery messages that are customized, the fact that I can switch on message routing and customizable rules for that message routing. So if I receive a message from a particular domain, treat it differently. I can build ethical firewalls inside my organization, which means that if you are in a competing part of the same organization, you might never be able to email me. All of that is out of the box, and it's for free.
All configurable.
All configurable, all available in GUIs and manageable via PowerShell.
Excellent. One last thing, Exchange 2007 as it is, does it take advantage of SQL Server?
No, not at all.
Are there any plans for that?
At this stage, no. And I'll say this
with good reason.
And purely because SQL is a very different product. SQL is a hierarchical storage engine. Mail is based on how much do I need to store for this email. So okay. SQL is not quite the right place.
Right.
And the work that the Microsoft storage team has done is exemplary for the response that we're getting, where we're getting terabytes of mail out of essentially a random access database, which keeps track and updates views dynamically in real time and does things that SQL actually cannot do. So
right.
SQL...
So SQL is not the answer.
SQL is not the answer, no. No. And no other deep hierarchical database would do what Exchange is doing natively. Mm-hmm. So... I'd say there's no immediate roadmap, and it doesn't make sense right now to offload
it. Sounds like it's not required.
Not at all.
Because this works perfectly, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely,
great.
Yes. And it's a great storage engine.
Awesome. Well, that sounds impressive. Is there anything you want to say very quickly to describe to people why Exchange is extremely scalable, if you can wrap it up in a nutshell?
Okay. 64-bit.
Right.
Rolls. Obviously, we want to do a little bit of planning around that. Mm-hmm. But the biggest advantage is we've got 64-bit, we've got rolls, and we can do a lot more with the same hardware than in any other previous version of Exchange.
Just because of 64-bit.
Absolutely.
That sounds great. Nicholas, thank you very much.
Thank you.